What's the worst purchase you've ever made that still haunts you? Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're over it. But when you think about it, you get that, oh, why did that have to pop into my head? I was having a good day. You have those things?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, yeah, I'm having a good day. And then something pops in. It's something embarrassing from eighth grade. You're like, oh, God. Now it's ruined for a second. So you move on. It starts with an email that came in and said, show code, I just need to get this off my chest. You guys make fun of yourselves for buying dumb things, like Freebeer and his collection of iPads and Steve and his monument to backyard Jeeps. But I bought an RV during the end of the pandemic.
Oh, that was pretty common. Yeah. A lot of people were doing that.
Yeah, very popular.
I have not used it one time.
Oh, God. Thank God they're not like the price of a house.
Not once.
Oh, God.
If there was only a way I could make it worse. Wait, I can. I pay $200 a month for the garage I rent to keep the RV that I've never used in.
Yeah.
How much did you pay for the RV, does it say?
It doesn't say, but he says, I know. I should try to sell it.
You should. Mm-hmm.
But the most I can get is half what I paid for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to go up.
Yeah, exactly. This
is a great time to buy used. You're into market for such a thing. So many people bought those during the pandemic.
You got to sell. Well, those are, I mean, don't campers and RVs have like one of the biggest appreciations as soon as you drive off the lot? Like,
yeah.
Greater than cars?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. 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 It's a great investment.
I'm sure that person's like, yeah, where were you when I needed you? I was busy buying dumb things myself.
Oh, you know they had people telling them that.
I want to know if they were ever excited about it. Or as soon as they signed the paperwork or as soon as they took delivery, were they instantly regretting it and looking for a way out?
Like when you're driving at home?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you never used it, you never even got that initial, like, oh, this is great. We're going to have so much fun in this. We can camp every weekend, go wherever we want, go to the state parks. And
yeah, you'd think one trip at least.
Yeah, in 3 years, like, you figure it out, man.
You
like,
may want to use it. I think you'll probably like it.
Yeah, just go anywhere.
I would rather use it than visit it at a storage unit.
Yeah. Yeah, drive an hour. Go anywhere.
Rent it out. Isn't there like an Uber for RV share or like VRBO for RV sharing,
yes,
right?
It's definitely car
sharing. I would bet you can make
like
a lot
that.
Of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Oof. Yeah, post that thing up in the spring.
Yeah, rent it for weekends. If you're not using it, surely you can make more than your payment, or at least the storage payment you can make back.
Yeah, at least make a little bit of your money back and then sell it.
Yeah,
right.
Or use it. Find a way to use it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you hate it, then sell it for sure.
Yeah. Because
you're not going to not hate it, and it's not going to go up in value.
No.
Well, good luck with that. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, you need to tell us how much.
Yes, if you're listening.
I mean, if it's a true RV, though, you know, it's minimum of like 70, like minimum.
Because when I hear RV, we're thinking like this is the motorized.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't like
a
camper.
It's not a camper.
Right. Yeah. Not a trailer.
Yeah. Can you get a new RV for under $100,000?
Not easily. I mean, you could probably get a smallish one that maybe has a van front. Maybe it's not too big for 70-ish.
On the bright side, you've only spent $7,000 in storage fees over the last 3 years for something you've never used.
Chump change. Yeah.
Boy, when you put it that way,
Steve.
He said
$200 a month.
$200 a month. This text. Hi, guys.
Wow.
I didn't spend near as much as the guy for the RV, but I did spend $150 on a course at a hotel that would teach me how to become a millionaire.
Oh, no. Not one of those.
I learned that you have to figure out something to sell and then sell it to people that don't have it.
Yeah.
Like advice on how to become a millionaire.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is, that's bad.
I put this up on social media if you want to follow along at FBHW Show, or if you want to comment and share pictures, because there's always bonus points for pictures. These are very relatable. Kyle said, I bought a mountain bike, and mountain bikes are expensive if you're buying a nice one. I picked it up and brought it home, and then approximately 45 seconds after bringing it inside, I slipped in my hallway and broke my leg.
Oh, having used it.
Another guy, I bought a really expensive drone. I flew it 4 times, and I got bored. And that's it. And then I bought a damn hedgehog. Brandy says,
creature?
Yeah, there's a picture on our Facebook page. I bought a damn hedgehog. They're expensive, nasty, antisocial, grumpy, and they're only awake when I'm asleep. And they live for what feels like forever.
My sister had one of those.
They're cute.
They are.
But yeah, like, that's it.
Yeah, you had to use oven mitts to pick her up.
Really?
Yeah, because she'd pop up, and then she'd pee on you every time.
Wow. Boy, what a treat.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That is very not rewarding.
No.
That sounds amazing.
R.I.P. Pearl.
Do any of the pets in your family live?
You know, that's really a mean thing to say, and I don't like it.
I mean, your hamster lived like a month and a half.
Yeah, Pearl lived for like 11 years.
Yeah, what a life.
Oh, wow.
Peeing on oven mitts and locked in a cage.
Yeah.
She liked it.
She probably did have a great life, better than getting eaten by a creature.
Yeah, I mean, a hawk didn't get her, so.
Oh, boy. Oh. Imagine all those people that bought cow bears during the pandemic.
Yeah, so many.
Okay, so my husband said that he was trying to say something like California bears, because we had supposedly... I picked out that movie about boys who row boats or whatever, the new one from George Clooney.
Yeah.
And it's called like A Boy in the Boat or whatever.
Boys who
the
row
boys
boats.
In the boys in the boat.
Yeah, yeah, that one. I don't remember it at all. I fell asleep and I was like, what was it about? And he said something about cow bears. And he was like, no, I said the cow bears.
Like
California.
The University of California,
yeah,
Berkeley.
Yeah. Cow yeah. Bears, and yeah. I really ran with the cow bear.
All of these I don't remembers really aren't bolstering the food poisoning debate.
I know. It's not good for me. Mm-mm. But that shrimp did taste weird.
Some people say if you're blowing mud out of both directions, then it's food poisoning. It has
I
to
know.
Be.
I know.
It can be both.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, I think it's both.
I think so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Very, very drunk.
This
cocktails.
Text.
I'm getting old.
My stepdad paid $400 for wrestling lessons. And he took
to
them
learn to wrestle
in someone's backyard.
Wrestling. Does it actually say that?
They wrote wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because you got to know if you're signing up for lessons. If it's wrestling lessons, you're going to a gym. If it's wrestling lessons,
you're going to someone's backyard.
You're going to an armory.
Yeah,
you're
at best a garage.
You're going to come home with thumbtacks in your face.
Yeah.
Let's see. 6 years ago, when I was with my ex, he bought a four-wheeler from a guy off Facebook. He ended up trying to claim insurance fraud and said it was stolen. My ex was arrested and spent a night in jail. It took 2 years of going to court to prove that we bought it. He ended up getting fired from his job because of it also. Holy crap.
Wow.
Wow.
This is why you should always get the title.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard to prove.
Yeah, should be
pretty easy. Here's our messages. I got the title.
Unless
it was just meat for cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, but always get the title. Everything has a title.
Man, that seems like an easy scam. I mean,
yeah, if you find somebody who you can convince they don't need a title.
I don't think that'd be that hard.
No. No, this doesn't have a title. It's
when you sold your old motorcycle for $1, did you give them the title?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I signed the title over. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you have to.
That created an issue from the Secretary of State because I sold it to him for $1 and they were like, this is BS. Like
they thought he was lying about taxes.
Trying to scam about taxes. I go, no, I legitimately sold it to him for $1 because I wanted him to fix it and get joy out of it.
Yeah.
I was just letting it rot.
A friend of mine is dealing with the same thing. He got a really good deal on a car that was, it needed repair work. Like it was totaled, not quite totaled when he got it, but he got it for a really good deal. Fixed it all up. It's perfectly, perfectly safe and drivable and everything. And yeah, the Secretary of State is like, no, you owe us more. You're like, no, I don't. This is how much I paid for it. Yeah, but it's worth more. Oh, well.
Yeah, but
sorry, man.
Now, not then.
You can't make getting a good deal illegal.
Yeah, I don't think that's retroactive.
Yeah.
Steve, what is the purchase you made that you most regret? Like had the fastest buyer's remorse for?
Oh, definitely my jet ski.
Oh, yeah, that one's.
Yeah.
Because you were still living at home.
I was living in a townhouse with a couple of roommates.
So okay.
It's not like there was a garage to keep it, but it same very similar to the guy with the RV. I had to pay $150 a month, I think, to keep it in a storage unit.
And what was your payment a month for it, or did you pay cash? You say
no, I definitely didn't pay cash for it. No,
I'm giving you too much credit.
Way too much credit. I did.
So you had a monthly payment on a jet ski. You had to make a monthly payment to store. But you lived right on the water, so you could just. Nope. You had to go and get it, and then.
I sold it after 3 years, and it had 17 and a half hours on it.
Of the of those 17 and a half hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much time do you think you spent getting it to and from where it was in the water? Like, in exchange.
I mean,
because it was a lot to go get
double
it, right?
That? Yeah. It was, plus one the marina where I would put it in the water.
Did you have to pay them, too?
Yeah, you have to pay to launch. And then you have to, there's a long, because I would take it out into the ocean, into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
But I would go through a series of, you know, like, waterway, I don't know.
Access waterways, yeah.
But those were all no wake zones, which means when you're in a boat, you can't, like, you can't just back it down the ramp, hop on, and boom.
Right.
You have to basically idle all the way through those access ways out to the water. It would take 25, 30 minutes.
By the time you got to where you could open up, were you a little bored every time?
Yes. Yeah, it took so long.
Mm-hmm. Maitland, what about you? Worst purchase ever?
Part of me wants to be like, oh, my degree.
I'm sure a lot of people would. Yeah.
Yeah, that's expensive, and I don't necessarily think I needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never showed us your transcript when you started here, so if you could get that to us.
Yeah, I'll wrestle that up for you.
You're going to need to see your SAT scores.
Yeah, I want to know how you did in chemistry.
No, you don't. I'll get fired. I don't know. I haven't ever really had enough money to make big, stupid purchases. So
what about a small, stupid purchase?
It's on its way.
No, nothing?
No.
Good for you.
I'm too scared.
Kelly?
I spent $1,000 on a dog I never got. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Mm.
That was sad and bad.
On the bright side, look at all the veterinary bills you're saving.
I know, right? Yeah, I went to go get a dog from this owner who wasn't real. And they had stolen a ton of information from this other breeder that I guess they had bought a dog from so then they could take it, copy paste it type of stuff. And when the breeder found out, the breeder was like, oh my God, I'm the real person. I've heard about what happened. I will help you out. And I was like, that's cool and all. But now I got to talk to my bank about how I transferred all this money to somebody who ain't real. And my bank was not happy with me. But I haven't done that before. So they weren't like, you've done this a bunch, dummy. They were like, really? You fell for this? And then the news, literally like 2 days later, was like, oh, this area is getting hit with dog scams. And I was like, God, I'm one of those like 80-year-old women who just answered the phone and gave somebody who's starving in Africa my
Apple gift cards.
Yes.
Did you ever on the down low blame all of us?
No, I didn't. I came in here a couple times and I kept saying like, it just feels too good to be true because I had adopted so many other dogs before. And I'd gotten to that point where all I was going to do was pick them up and sign the paperwork. And they got snatched out from underneath me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I appreciated y'all saying like, no, you're just feeling this way because you've gotten screwed over. And like I went to foster a dog so many times and it never worked out. And I was like, I'm just going to buy one. and that didn't work out.
I remember sitting in here and you saying, this feels like it could be a scam. Like this is like early morning radio show, like best of hour. And all of us were like, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's just, exactly what you said. And then it was like 2 days later and I was like, oh God, if you had blamed us, I would have been like, I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It checks out.
It was all right though. I got half of it back from my bank. The other half went to Never Never Land.
I'm sure they used it to make the world a better place.
Probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm.